I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of Iraq's prominent Sunni leaders says the Islamic State's execution count is up to 4,000 in Mosul, Iraq alone. He's calling for immediate help. In the midst of it all, hope's rising. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says God is working through Muslim background believers like Muhammad. He and his wife live in a refugee camp with over 1,000 Sunni Muslim families.
They were the only Christians. They don't leave their children alone because even there they can be persecuted.
Despite the dangers, Muhammad and his wife obeyed the Great Commission.
They witnessed for Christ and led members of two other families to Christ. So now there's parts of three families that are Christians in this camp of over 1,000 families.
Join us next Friday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as we pray for persecuted Christians like Muhammad and his wife. And there's a saying that goes, Americans have the watches, but Africans have the time. It's about taking time and focusing on what's important, which is what's behind the Chisomo idea in Malawi. In their context, it's about setting down roots in community, developing relationships with people, and that brings change. For example, take one of their math tutors. President and CEO Noel Musicha says the tutor's a Muslim, but she joined the weekly Bible studies. And then this happened.
I really have this gift of tutoring, but I feel like I'm missing something. Whatever you guys are talking about on Thursday, I feel like I need that. And through that, she's made a commitment to begin to follow Jesus.
It takes diversity to build strength. Chisomo Connect is a sponsorship program that brings in others on a 10-to-1 basis, creating relationship with one person in Malawi and with each other. It's all about the gospel in action. Persecution is on the rise, and there's a growing call to arms in a spiritual war. On March 4th, Mission Network News and its partners are inviting you to the free IMN prayer event on the campus of Cornerstone University. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.